Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church on this Father's Day. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tom Linson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, is there a different salvation program for the nation of Israel? The evening worship service at 5 o'clock this afternoon is canceled today. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Epistle to the Philippians, chapters 4 and 5. And the men's Bible study will meet here Thursday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. And please see Pastor Tomlinson if you have any questions regarding that men's Bible study. The youth Bible study will meet Friday, June 24th at 7:30 p.m. And again, please see Pastor Tomlinson if you would like more information concerning the youth Bible study. There is an insert, of course, in your bulletin again concerning the congregational vote we'll have following this service, as a matter of fact. And also a memorial for Barbara Franzen, that's Darlene Franzen's mother, and that takes place at West Hills Community Church. And then the fireworks people we will entertain in one fashion or other that come here on the 4th of July to view the fireworks. And so we take that as an opportunity to get to know them and whatever. So we're grateful for that. Also, Joni and friends, looking for a short-term missionary. And again, refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 67, verses 1, 2, and 3. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. And now our brother Joby Noriel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 50, Fairest Lord Jesus.
Good morning and happy Father's Day. I read this morning from Psalm 78. It said, the things which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us, we will not conceal them from our children, but to tell it to the generations to come, the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wondrous works that he has done. Amen. So I just want to thank everyone here who's father. It's an awesome responsibility, but it's also a godly privilege to be able to raise our sons and daughters in a godly home. So let's start with number 50. Fairest Lord Jesus. and sing number 525, A Christian Home. As we sing our final hymn, number 522, O Thanks, O God for Fathers.
So much for the singing and the praises of God. I just want to thank the Pastor Tomlinson and his wife Mary and Candace for the great labor of love in their home as we invade their house. More than 40 men were one of the largest gathering together, and the pastor did some exhibition with Sebastian on soccer, and the pastor got a harm, but we really have a great sermon from Ramil on the fear of God, and it was a great joy, and the loss and preparing the food and the ladies helping. Thank you so much. It was a great celebration, and we enjoy each other, and that's what the Christian faith is, to get the body and the families together. And to see all these young people, that was good. There were two marvelous cars over there. I think I have a picture of one of them, a Camaro, and the other was a Mustang from the 60s. So I think they are donated to the pastor later on. All right. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we look upon your scripture. In Psalm 33, you remind us of something so important. Blessed is the nation who God is the Lord. You give us no choice, no options. You said whose God is the Lord. Help us to train our children in the way they should go so that this nation will not perish, but be saved by you. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, you gave us the formula to save a nation. You said very clearly, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin. And Lord, I love this, and heal their land. Lord, cause us believers to humble ourselves. Cause us to pray individually and bodily as a church. Lord, call the believers in America to come back to you and to pray, because we are in chaos. It is not political, it's not economical, it's not military. The chaos that we are is spiritual. And we, the church, are responsible. Help us to stand still in your faith. We find in chapter 10 of the book of Acts, and in verse 38, this word from Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed. Father, we pray for those in our families who are oppressed by sickness, and because you are the same yesterday and today and forever, we pray that you act upon their life. And so we pray for Donald McDowell, who is calm by experiencing now the end of his life. We pray for Maida Kahn, Ann Peretto, Dwight Forsee, Pedro Apolinar, my good friend, Joshua Yalday. Lord, thank you. We saw him walking yesterday. And Chris Brother Jim, and my wife Raquel, who is not improving but not going down. Lord, strengthen her body. We read in Matthew 20 and verse 19, go ye therefore and make disciples. And so we pray for strength and wisdom for our missionaries in their field of operation. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Poretti, Jose and Diane Avila, they inform choices locally here, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis. Thank you for your provision and your wonderful care in our life. Please receive this offering today as the expression of our love and responsibility to keep your church moving on. Thank you for your brothers and sisters on the radio broadcast and the internet, because they bring a generous support to us. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you so much, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Joshua. If you're reading, using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 290. We will be reading Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 31. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 31. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and out our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, You cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that he'th done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, We are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, The Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said unto all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of the Lord which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest you deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gaash. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your unchanging word. Even as you don't change, neither does your word change, but it endures forever and is forever settled in heaven. Our thinking and understanding of truth can be very flawed, and we pray for the Holy Spirit's help and guidance in giving us understanding of the scriptures. We are taught to not lean to our own understanding, but always acknowledge you and your word, and you will direct our paths. By your grace, you have not left us to pursue vain philosophies and ways that seem right, but which the end of thereof is death, but rather sent the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior and give us life. We will forever praise you and thank you for such love and mercy and for adopting us into your family when we first believed. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to preach the word and proclaim the truth from the scriptures. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding to know the truth and believe. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please be seated.